I'm Barry Ritholtz, and this is Investing is a Problem-Solving Exercise. What is investing? This is a much more subtle and challenging question than you might imagine, one that you should not dismiss lightly. Rather, it is one of the more difficult problems you'll confront in your entire lifetime. The dictionary definition of investing is not much help. They define investing as the act of allocating resources, usually money, with the expectation of generating an income or profit. To put money to use by purchase in something offering potential profitable returns, blah, blah, blah. These definitions are both correct and completely useless. And because of that, I've spent many years refining a definition that I think is a bit more useful. Quote, investing is the art of using imperfect information to make probabilistic assessments about an inherently unknowable future. The more I think about investing generally, the more it looks like a massive problem-solving exercise. And my definition reflects that. To succeed in investing, you need to manage a series of concepts that often appear to be incompatible. The paradox is that any of these ideas, either side of the argument, can be correct at different times. The best investors are intellectually flexible, but approach their craft as a discipline with a specific process. They understand probability theory, but view mistakes as learning opportunities. They use a variety of mental models, many of which may occasionally contradict each other or lead to different results. They engage in second-order thinking. They use counterfactuals. They invert. They're aware of information hygiene. They possess a high level of self-awareness regarding their own psychological states. For lots of people, the solution to this investing as a problem is deceptively simple. Buy a few index funds, add to them via dollar cost averaging, rebalance once a year, ignore all the noise, behave, and just wait a few decades. By the way, I endorse this approach for many people. But that deceptively simple solution reflects a massive amount of insight, nuance, and complexity. To successfully incorporate this simple investing in solution is not so simple. Consider all the things you have to understand. The probability of choosing outperforming funds, the impact of costs, the significance of investor behavior, understanding behavioral finance, compounding, signal versus noise, asset allocation versus stock selection, cognitive issues, self-discipline and self-control. That's just an incomplete list, but it shows just how difficult and nuanced the challenge of investing can be. It's a conclusion that can only be reached by recognizing and understanding complex issues. My definition of investing is a loaded sentence. Analyze it, and you'll find it applies to many different circumstances beyond investing. How have you formed your beliefs about vaccines? What do you think really happened on January 6th or the 2020 election? Is global warming real? If it is, what's causing it? These are emotionally charged, politicized questions. But when you consider them as problem-solving exercises, many parallels to investing appear. Asked differently, if you had to place money in a fund managed by either Neil Young or Joe Rogan, which one would get your dollars? This is what makes investing so fascinating to me. Sure, markets cycle, but no two cycles are identical. The world changes, technology advances, information travels today at the speed of light. It is dynamic. Everything is different except human nature, which appears to never change. And maybe, under the right circumstances, at some point far off in the future, even that may transmute. But until we see evidence that our behavior is somehow evolving, I'm sticking with the view that the only thing that remains constant in investing is human nature. For more from me, check out The Big Picture at ritholtz.com.